views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Chris Stainis, and today we're going to talk about beauty and sexuality. So right now, I've been this morning enjoying the thunderstorm that came through Seattle. And it had followed some beautiful sunny days since the 4th of July. For us to have a beautiful sunny 4th of July is amazing because summer comes after the 4th. So with this thunderstorm, I had a morning of cats cuddling under my legs to protect themselves. And now the birds are chirping and my garden's happy. And plus, I'm happy not to have to water my plants. They have gotten their sustenance. And now the sun's back. So I love it. And this beauty of colorful flowers in my yard, it brings beauty into my heart. Flowers always bring a smile to my face. So today, I'm excited to introduce you to Betty Louise, or as she affectionately is known in the radio world, Coach Betty. Coach Betty is known by many as the Queen of Flow, and she is the founder of the internet radio show Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. And if you are tired of focusing on what is wrong with your body, or you are one of the 40 million couples that suffer from sexless marriages, today is a chance to transform that forever. If you know there is more juiciness in your life but don't know how to find it, you're in for a treat today. And Coach Betty is now committed to increasing natural healing on the planet, especially in the area of our inner beauty and sexuality. Her blessing is to help people fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. She has over 150 radio shows and podcasts on Coach Betty Live, where she's interviewed experts, authors, innovators, and artists on ancient wisdoms through cutting-edge scientific research. And Betty is the undisputed expert on how to live a juicy life no matter what your circumstances. And her website is www.coachbettylive.com. So welcome, Coach Betty.
Ah, thank you so much, Chris. It's so great to be here.
Yes, well, I love having people like you who have a strong voice, too, and are getting out there on the radio and spreading your message. But first, let's begin with your story. So from what I know, you were diagnosed with a progressively destructive chronic pain condition over 25 years ago. So, and I know that probably had a great impact on what led you down your path to what you do today. So can you tell us about that, how that came to be?
Absolutely. And yes, you're exactly right. It was the defining moment that turned me towards another path. So yeah, when I was 30 years old, I was diagnosed with a condition that has the name of rheumatoid arthritis. It is an autoimmune disorder that affects all of your joints. You know, it's systemic, so there's pain and swelling in shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, knuckles, hips, knees, ankles. You know, it's just all over, and it just moves around with pain and inflammation. So prior to this, I was like an extreme athlete. I have a dance degree. I was all about my body. I was all about moving with joy. I loved to move. So now I've got this condition where literally just even moving a finger and lifting the covers off in the morning was a painful experience for me. So it started me on this path of going inward to see, well, what else is there? If I can't move with joy anymore, what else do I have to just fill me up and live my life by? And that's when It was a long journey. The first 15 years I was on medication, which absolutely helped the symptoms and allowed me to be involved in my daughter's life, but it didn't get at the healing. So for the last 7, I've been off of all of the pharmaceutical medication. And that's when I discovered the healing powers. I had some profound experiences of the healing powers of our sexuality. And more recently, in the last few years, our beauty, connecting to our beauty, actually has healing powers for us.
Well, let's talk about that. What do you think keeps women from seeing themselves as beautiful?
Well, I think the media is the number one reason why we cannot connect to our beauty, because we are being bombarded with these images of beauty that are not even real, literally not real. They're photoshopped. Bodies are digitalized with real models' heads put on them. So we see this at the grocery store, on TV, in movies, and what I have learned is that we have no idea how much that really impacts us, because the models on magazine covers represent 3% of women. So here we are judging ourselves against these unreal images. And because of that, we start to tell ourselves a story of how we're not beautiful and we got fat thighs and we're pudgy around the middle and we have wrinkles, and that's not what the models look like and what the image out there of beauty is. And in addition to that, we've been told stories from our past, you know, all of those help those parents and teachers and even friends that thought they were helping but gave us impressions about who we were that really weren't true, or they were only through their eyes. That's the other thing, is perspective. So it really boils down to 3 things that I think are the major reason that women are disconnected to their beauty: the media, the story we tell ourselves, and what we've been told in the past.
Yeah, and which makes you realize it's kind of all in your mind.
Yeah, that's it. That is so it. I mean, bless her heart, Kate Winslet saw herself on a magazine cover and all photoshopped up, and she said, "That's not me. I don't even want to look like that," and had them redo it.
Yeah, you start to hear that a little bit with some models, and they have the plus size models now, and you're seeing some TV images of some people that are overweight that are TV stars and some of the TV shows, you know, and
women are curvy. We're supposed to be curvy, you know. It's like that's part of our softness and part of our beauty. I mean, as you know, because we've had a couple of conversations, it's like every single woman, no matter what your shape and size, your true nature is beautiful and sexual. It's just who we be way in there when we get down to it. But we've just, you know, have all these different obstacles in front of us seeing that.
Yeah. It reminds me of going to an event many years ago, and it was a woman only, and it was a fashion show on, I forget what the clothes were, but the women had tattoos. And the women were all different shapes and sizes. And there was a lot of skin exposed because they were showing tattoos. And it was absolutely beautiful. And, you know, it was just the beauty of the form. And, you know, there was overweight women. It was really admiring, being able to admire the female form in all its beauty and without judgment. Like I said, it was all women in the room. And, you know, it's a real treat to get that, because we just don't get a chance to see that. And even when we do see other, we put in that judgment eyes when we see someone who's overweight too. We go, oh, they're overweight. Our minds go there, you know, because that's still not acceptable in our society.
And again, that's that media influence that makes us think that that's what real beauty is. And it's so far from the truth. And the darn truth of it is, some of those models that you think are so spectacularly beautiful, they don't even think they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, there's only 3% of women worldwide that can comfortably call themselves beautiful. And so as I see it, this is just such a crime that's happening in our society on this planet, because the fact that women are this disconnected to their beauty, that's stressful, that's unhappiness, that's so much disconnection to how we feel good about ourselves. And that's just not good for our relationships, and it's not good for our planet.
No, and I'm thinking, you know, it's and I think a lot of us are on this path of doing this inner work, and it's really peeling back the layers of our sense of self and our sense of value as women. And the more we do that, I feel the more we do that, looking inside of appreciating the feminine characteristics of the feminine characteristics and also woman characteristics of appreciating that, the more we'll start to see reflected, we'll start being it outside, and we'll start seeing reflected in the exterior. Because it's up to women to stand up and say that women are beautiful no matter what. It's up us to say it versus letting the media dictate that to us. It's up to us inside us, ourselves, to be it.
I know. I work with a lot of women who, when I ask them what makes them feel beautiful and sexual, it's when somebody else tells them they look beautiful and they look sexy. They don't yet see it for themselves. But that's when things are going to start to really change, when women see it for themselves, because you're exactly right. It's the women. We have a special power. Love men, and men have power too, but women have the power to vibrate beauty out in the world in a very special way. It just comes naturally to us when we feel our own beauty.
Yes, and that's a good point to say that we feel it more when other people tell us instead of feeling it from ourselves first. Because when we feel it in ourselves, we'll also get the messages, but it's more authentic because we are being it. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. We come back and talk more with Coach Betty about receiving and surrendering to pleasure.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I love that. I feel like that in Pray Like a Woman fits in our theme. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, here again. Because, you know, like when you're praying like a woman, you can actually touch into that inner beauty. You know, that's what it's about. Praying like a woman is being it. So let's talk about, you know, you in the sense of how you discovered this concept of organic and orgasmic living.
Yeah, well, let me tell you exactly what I mean by organic and orgasmic living, because, of course, everyone, it conjures up all kinds of images, and I'm happy to say that usually they're nice, juicy, positive ones, but specifically what I mean by it and how I've learned to live it with this chronic pain condition is the organic piece is about moving with the flow in your life more, not resisting what is. And of course, having a physical pain condition, I ran into this all the time. You know, my body would be in pain and I would resist the pain. It would be like, wait a minute, I got stuff to do today. You know, I can't be in pain today. And I just keep pushing through it and pushing through it. And of course, what do you guess happened? You know, the pain increased. Sometimes it put me flat on my back, unable to move for a couple of days. So it took me a long time. I hit my head against the wall for a while before I learned sometimes. But once I learn, I really get it. And so I've learned to move with the flow, not resist what is. And I use it in many, many aspects. I use it in my entire life. You know, it's organic living, going with the flow. Now, the orgasmic piece, you know, this is the piece that always creates a real stir with people, you know, because the word has a lot of charge to it. What I specifically mean is about embracing all of your experiences in life without judging them as good or bad and squeezing the juice out of every moment, because that's what I have learned to do with chronic pain. Even on days that I have difficulty with my body, I've got pain in movement, I have found a way to slow down, which of course my body now makes me do at 57 years old, and just enjoy that I'm going at a slower pace, to be able to appreciate the flowers and the thunderstorm in new ways, like you talked about at the top of the show. It's about pausing to really appreciate what is.
That's such a good message, because we live such a fast-paced life, it seems like, that we don't get the opportunity to pause enough and have that sense of stillness, I think is what you're talking about. You know, just even if you just take a moment and go sit out in your garden, and if you don't have a garden, go to some park near your home, just, you know, to get out and away from the pressures of the what's on your computer, what's calling you an email, all that stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what, Chris? It's amazingly simple. It's simple, but it's not easy. What I ask my clients to do is to take 30 seconds three times a day to pause. And I will point them in some direction. Sometimes it's just to take 10 breaths. One of my clients actually has it down to it's 10 breaths in 30 seconds. You would not believe the difference that that makes in terms of how connected you feel with your body and how much calmer you can be. That's 30 seconds, three times a day, a minute and a half. I've yet to find somebody that tells me I don't have time for a minute and a half. And it's powerful.
Yeah, I get together with friends once a week, and three of us work in our home, and you get kind of tired working alone. So we get together, we're on the internet, we're working, we're talking, and I just felt like I wasn't getting anything done, and I was fussing, knowing I had made a plan to get a website up and use a freelancer.com, and I just felt like I was like getting nowhere, going in circles and being on the internet and email and stuff. And we just said, let's go outside for a second, beautiful sunny day. And we went outside and we hula hooped. And then we walked around the garden. And then we came inside and I wrote my blurb for a call for bids, put it up, and within seconds had, bids towards this project. And it was I made the commitment down below when we were hula hooping. We said, let's each of us make a commitment what we're going to accomplish next week, in the week. And I did it with 10 minutes.
There you go. And that's exactly how it works when you move with the flow of energy. And, you take little breaks to just connect and have some fun and laugh and, smell the beautiful air. And that's so refreshing. It actually gives your brain extra power to go and do your work with.
Yeah, so we can only remember that instead of the pressure of, I've got to get this done. Because, we do that in our mind. We think, okay, how am I going to get this done? And then there's 1, 2, 3, and I got to do all this stuff. And it feels like immense and like it's going to take forever to do. And then when you go away from it and do something like that, some activity, physical activity, you come back and it's a breeze.
Yeah. And you're so right. It's like remembering to do it. But what we have to remember the most is that we are creating our life experience. Each and every one of us is an architect of our own life. So we have to take responsibility for all of it. And just as I said, it's so simple, but that's what makes it difficult in our world today, because we've made things so complicated and yes. We are just running on these hamster wheels, and women particularly, it is so not healthy for us to not have our breaks where we can fill up our reservoir and not have some downtime where we can completely get out of our heads and into our bodies. That's really how we're going to stay filled up and be happy people in the world.
Yes, and the more happy people, I think the happier planet we'll have.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, so we're getting on lots of topics here within this whole concept of beauty and sexuality. But I'm looking at some of what you've written and talking about why it's difficult for women to allow and receive and surrender to pleasure. What blocks us from that?
Well, it's actually exactly what we were just talking about to begin with, is that we are just moving too fast. Women are going too fast and they don't give themselves a break. And so because of that, our oxytocin levels are low, and that's what helps to keep us in balance. And so literally to raise the hormone oxytocin in your system, breathing down into your belly is one of the best ways to do it. There are a lot of other ways, but that's the simplest way to do it. So we're on these treadmills of life. And, I know retired people that are on a treadmill of life. So, it's not just about I'm working and I've got so much to do, I'm taking care of the kids, all of it. It's a way that we look at our lives. We are keeping ourselves way too busy with stuff and things to do. And a woman's greatest power is in being. Is that being power, where we tap down deep into our inner wisdom, and then we bring that out into the world. So the biggest reason why women have difficulty allowing, receiving, and surrendering to the pleasure of sex, and many women have terrible difficulty having an orgasm, is because we're too busy. Now, you know, I have a system I call the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure, and I'm just going to quickly go through what those are. The first P is pause. We just talked about that. The second P is ponder. Okay, now that you've paused, now, you know, let's check in. What did we see there? How's our body doing? The third is painting new perspectives, beginning to rewrite the story now that we have checked in with who we are. The fourth is penetrate. It's about penetrating new wisdoms, uncovering all those childlike dreams and great joys that we have forgotten about. And the fifth one is then you pop that out there in the world in all of your beauty and sexuality.
Well, that's a nice, so, you know, a little tool to remember, 5 P's, pause, ponder, painting new perspectives, penetrate, and pop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and that's just, again, it takes you, you have to pause to even begin this process.
It's the first step. Awareness is always the first step to change. And we can't become aware of what's happening with our bodies if we don't pause. You know, if we're constantly going and constantly thinking and checking things off the to-do list, you know, that's the cycle. That's the hamster wheel.
Well, and it strikes me, and we'll get into the next segment of just all the issues that come up of being getting to that place of surrendering and honoring. I mean, I really think it's about honoring yourself and looking at that inner beauty within yourself. Of maybe it's just finding in the, your pause and ponder time is finding something in yourself that you can appreciate. Something, maybe it's what other people have told you. One thing, to remember one thing that you can meditate about that and feel good about, that this is something I'm good at. This is something I feel good about for myself. And that could be one of the first steps that people do. Well, I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Coach Betty.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at ExplorationGratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Women, and the song you heard, Woman of Wisdom, is from our Woman of Wisdom CD, Songs by Lorraine Bay, is one of our great music people here we have in the Northwest, and you can purchase that on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. It's got a lot of songs from different people who have been at WOW, the Holly Near and Rihanna and Libby Roderick and many others. It's a great CD. So I'm talking with Coach Betty, and we're talking about beauty and sexuality. So, Coach Betty, can you give your contact information and where can people can find you, and also if you have an offer for them?
Yes, I'd love to. So the best site to learn about a little more about me and my programs, as well as listen to all the podcasts that I've done and read some articles that I've written. And I also post jokes on my site every single week because we just got to keep laughing. So the site for all of that is CoachBettyLive.com. And the offer that I would like to make your listeners, and I would love to call them in to a 15-minute complimentary phone or Skype sexual wellness assessment. And if your listeners are interested in that, they can email me directly, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com.
Well, that's great. And I encourage people to try that out. We had a conversation yesterday, Coach Betty and I, and it gives you a lot of food for thought. So we're talking about sexuality, and I think where we wanted to go is, we're talking more about beauty than sexuality. And then really that's, I think, probably a core thing about sexuality is feeling beautiful. And I think, but there's a starting place to explore sexuality that begins with sensuality. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and just to underline what you just said, I see beauty and sexuality very tied in. And if we as women can't find our beauty, because it's there, I'm going to guarantee each and every one of you, you are a beautiful, beautiful woman. If we can't find it, then it's really hard for us to completely receive and surrender to our sexuality. So a couple of things that I teach women right off the bat, one is about their beauty and one is about the sexuality. And I'll go to the sexuality one first because that's the question you asked around how sensuality connects with sexuality. So sensuality, when a woman is in sensuality, she is 100% present with the sense. So we can't multitask and be sensual at the same time. So that's why it's a very critical first step to being able to surrender to our sexuality. And to explore your sensuality, you know, here it is. We carry these senses around with us 24/7. So our sight, our smell, our hearing, our taste, and our touch. Those are the five main ones. So at any moment of time, and often with my 30 seconds that I ask my clients to explore and pause, I ask them to explore one of their senses for 30 seconds. You know, just take 30 seconds to look out at a beautiful sunset. We've all done it at various different points in our life where we just take it in and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just a sensual pleasure to put your eyes on this. And it sounds like you, Chris, really enjoy flowers. And, you know, so that gives you this incredible sensual pleasure. The other thing about flowers is many of them have this beautiful aroma. So take 30 seconds to pause and completely take in the aroma of, you know, some beautiful flower, a gardenia, lilac, or something you're cooking. Just stop and pause and really experience that. This is how simple it is to be in our sensuality. And that is truly what sensuality is. It's being 100% present with one of our senses. And once we can learn how to really begin to feel into our bodies, because our senses are in our body, not up in our head, then we're able to begin to relax and receive and surrender to our sexual pleasure, which is, you know, in my mind, the best way to fill up the reservoir of good juice energy to vibrate out there in the world. So that's the sexuality piece. Now the beauty piece, where I like to point women around their beauty, is in looking at the mirror, because I've done a fair amount of research with women asking them, what do you see when you look in the mirror? And there is so many women, the greater percentage of women, they get into their critical eye, you know, looking at the wrinkles, looking at the blemishes. And so what I teach them to do is to have a softer focus. Begin to take into the whole essence of who they are. And then slightly focus more on your eyes. And when you focus on your eyes, now the next step of that is the Louise Hay work around self-love, where you look in your eyes, you've got a soft focus of your entire being. You look into your eyes and you say, I love you. I really, really do. And the really, really do part is important because it takes you a little deeper. The eyes are the window to our beautiful souls. So those are two things that your women listeners, and men too, men, go ahead, experiment with this as well. We need beautiful people on our planet. But those are two ways that you can just start some exploration easily.
Well, I can imagine, because I've done these in workshops and things, of looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, that it'll bring up stuff for people. And some people may not be able to say it at first. What do you tell people?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's really a good point that, and what I tell all of my clients and all the women that I've spoken with and work with is it takes practice. And so, you know, sometimes they start out and they have to laugh after they say it. And I tell them, go ahead and laugh, you know, but start a practice of it every single day. And go easy on yourself, you know, realizing that sometimes it is difficult and sometimes it doesn't even feel good at first. But, and this is why working with somebody that's been there, you know, and they're not only me, but there are others out there as well, like yourself, you know, that you have crossed this bridge over to see your beautiful soul a bit more. It really helps because we need support. We need support with this because it is so difficult, because we are so disconnected. But once you're working with somebody that's crossed that bridge and that's made it to the other side, it gives you hope. It gives you like, okay. I mean, Chris, I have a dance degree. So I used to stand in front of the mirror and position my fingernail. You know, that's what you do as a dancer. Everything is so posed. I went 16 years and I couldn't even look in the mirror because my body was deforming from rheumatoid arthritis. So, and now I look in the mirror and I embrace, I have two total replacements of my knees. So I got big scars all the way up my knees. I have cellulite on my thighs. You know, I'm not in the shape that I used to be in any stretch or form. And I tell you what, I love every inch of myself. And so what I exude because of that, well, I call it organic orgasmic living. And when people get a hit on that and they say, wow, she went all the way from there to there, then they start to feel like maybe there's hope for me.
Yeah, that's a great example. I mean, we do learn from others. And when we, instead of being stuck in our own little pity party.
Right.
Of my cellulite, to see other people, you know, like cross that bridge and to know, I mean, you know, we just love when we see somebody who looks like, you can tell, you walk down the street and someone is just has that glow about them. And some of us, I think we're jealous of that. I want to be like that. And then we even get competitive. I mean, it does these mind trips. What do you tell people about that?
Well, you know, I think what we're learning how to do more and more in our world today, which is such a positive thing, is to live from our hearts. And when we are living more in our hearts, we're more approachable. So when I'm out there in the world, and mind you, I've been in this big healing process, so I've been sort of behind a computer doing podcasting and radio shows myself. But as I get out into the world more, people are just finding me. They're being drawn to my energy in a way that I haven't really experienced before because they see that there's something here. And I'm not a drop-dead gorgeous person at all, but I project beauty. And here I am in pain sometimes when I'm projecting beauty. And people can approach me with that. I don't know how else to answer that, but to just say we need to live in our hearts more because the competition, women competing with women, is one of the most destructive things on our planet.
Well, we're going to get into more about that, about this destructiveness and we're not in our beauty when we come back. This is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. We're going to return and talk more with Coach Betty Louise.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices Woman. I'm talking with Coach Betty Louise, and we're talking about beauty and sexuality. So, Coach Betty, I'm aware of these statistics, and you know, we've been talking about this, but if you look at the statistics, 80% of women do not have a positive body image, 97% of women do not like something about their bodies, and over 10 million women have eating disorders, and at least 60% of women are sexually repressed. So that, I would think, would have a huge impact on our planet. How do you see that impacting our planet?
Well, the way I like to describe it is that Mother Earth, the reason why we call her Mother, is because she is feminine energy. And if all of the women, and you know, you've just given the statistics, it's a huge number of women that are disconnected to their beauty and sexuality. So when you think about that, the image that comes up for me is, so we've got dried up, stressed out, repressed women who are not happy. And if all of those women are walking around on the planet, how can the planet ever be happy? You know, it's that place of, you know, when our feminine energy vibrates to other feminine energy and that begins to grow, that's what creates a really calm, peaceful, harmonious world. And you know, the reason why it's hard to go here for many people, just like we were talking about how difficult it is for women to look in the mirror, is because we haven't really experienced this in our lifetime. We're breaking through to new paradigms of how to be on the planet. But because the consciousness has risen so much and how we now know that we're the architects of our own life, and there's definitely a movement with radio shows like yours and mine and women's organizations popping up where women are realizing they need to rise up and get back in touch with their femininity again, that things are really beginning to change.
Yeah, and that change comes, as we said in the beginning of the show, from within. It means us going within and realizing the beauty of the feminine and projecting it outward, as you stated. Because I think, you know, I have workshops with women and I ask how many women do they feel heard in at their workplace, and they still don't. I mean, you think we've come so far with the 70s and the women's movement and yet we are still struggling with getting our voices out there. And I see one of the things that's most helpful is women's groups getting together where you have talking circles where you are listening to each other and other people are listening to you, that it builds your strength up to feeling that confidence, that once you build that inner, it takes courage to do this, but that inner strength, then you're going to be going out there in the environment more and speaking and being heard. But we're living in this patriarchal culture that doesn't value women. So when we look out there, it's not reflected back to us. I see that's one of the biggest issues. And when it's not reflected back to you, you don't see women being valued out there. We have the message in our mind that women aren't valuable. Women aren't beautiful.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that's happened is that because we've lived in this patriarchal society for as long as we have, that women thought that we got off track and we thought, oh, okay, we need to compete with men. And so in the workplace, we started to compete with men. But that what that did was it took us more away from our feminine strength. And so things, we're just not living in our true natures. Our true natures are that we are relaxed with each other and we see our own beauty and sexuality. And that's what I see as the way the planet is going to become more healthy. And I see it, you know, just as you pointed out, it's an inside job first. You know, I'm one woman at a time. I'm getting one woman at a time feeling juicy, bringing that juicy self to her relationships. And then as these relationships become, the new paradigm of relationships is absolutely going on right now too. You know, with a 67% divorce rate, I think we can agree that what's happening now is not working in terms of marriage. And that as all of these shifts start to take place and women emerge in their true femininity and begin to love themselves again, you know, we're seeing, and it's going to happen at even a greater pace, more and more positive changes in our world, more and more peace and harmony and freedom. And oh my gosh, I could just go on and on and on, as you can see.
Yeah, but it's so true. And I think women have, in our patriarchal society, given up, and it's like we put on men's clothing to be in that workplace. And it's like, it is sort of, we've got to compete with the men instead of, but it also has, men have to meet us too. Like they have to be willing to accept the feminine in that environment because it hurts them, and they don't, maybe, I think more and more men are beginning to realize it, but it hurts them to not be, allow that in too, because we need that balance of the feminine and the masculine in life, in whether that's in workplace or at home or in politics or everywhere. Both voices are needed because they are different. And so where women have been changing themselves to be like men in that environment, we are, the whole world is missing out on that feminine voice. And it's so needed. And you're hearing it all over the place. At least I am in my circles. That woman's voice and that woman's way of being is so needed for the healing of our planet and the times that we're in right now.
Well, when Wall Street went crazy, you know, with the economic crisis and whatnot, there was a philosophy that it was because it was male energy that ran amok. And had there been women present on the floor of Wall Street, it would have been more balanced. And that certainly makes sense to me.
Oh, I think that's everywhere, because we're needing that balance. And I'm seeing more and more stronger women, and they're getting their voices. And I just really encourage women, I mean, even form a little group and do the mirror exercise together. Reflect back to each other how beautiful you are. Because like you say, when you hear it from someone else, sometimes it gets in. When we can't say it ourselves, it can get into ourselves, and we can practice saying it back to the, I am beautiful, I love myself. And so it's like having a circle of supportive women around you is so healing.
That's a great idea, Chris. That's a fabulous idea. Yeah, and in what I have heard, I think that could be really effective, because it is easier. You know, it's easier to see beauty outside of you right now than it is to see it within. So, good idea.
Yeah, I think I'll do it myself too. Well, thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach Betty. It was great to talk with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for, you know, having this venue for the voices of women to emerge more in our world. So kudos to you for this show.
Well, thank you. And remember, everybody, you can go to our website. What's your website again? Just repeat it.
CoachBettyLive.com.
Great. So I'm going to leave everyone with this thought today, to reflect on receiving pleasure and surrendering to that, and see how you are not seeing yourself as beautiful when you look in the mirror and know that you are beauty. This is Chris Danis, and I'm so glad you joined us this hour. I want to remind you, you can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter on our website, www.womanofwisdom.org. And our picnic is coming up July 24th in Seattle at Carkeek Park. You can see that on our website. And also check out my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a compilation of amazing women sharing their stories, their art, their poetry. They've all been part of the Woman of Wisdom experience, and it's an experience reading the book. You can get that, of course, every book you can get at Amazon. I encourage you to go to womanofwisdom.org and support womanofwisdom.org. You can contact me for now. I'm going to have a new website soon, but for now, contact me at wow@womanofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Danis. So glad to have spent this time with you. Have a great weekend, and next week I'll be talking to Maureen St. Germain.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.